This is the Big Biz Show. What's so funny about investing money, you ask?
Play ball.
The Big Biz Show with Russ and Sully hope to answer that. Top-rated insightful financial analysis. If you're looking for insightful financial perspective on key market strategies, keep looking. I told you, this is the Big Biz Show. Hello. This is Russ and Sully.
Hey, what a day this time.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, exactly right. Good to have you along. Armed Forces Radio Network, Biz Talk Radio, iHeartMedia, along with our television audience we've been talking to for the last few minutes. And look, you just strolled in today.
Where? What?
Eric Barlow. And Dina Family here. Offices, the CEO of $70 billion. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
If you manage that much money, could you even sleep?
It's not even in our.
But I mean, when you started this thing, did you even think you'd get to where you guys are? You have a pretty impressive company. I was drilling down.
Yeah,
online.
No, we thought we'd be where we are.
Did you really?
Oh yeah.
You made that plan, just got
it.
So let's make the plan to go to the $60 billion, pal.
That's a whole different thing.
Billion? Are you saying over there?
By the way,
As
long as I have Eric on the air on national TV and radio, where he can't really say no. Eric and I met during the Challenge Athletes Foundation, right?
Uh-oh.
In 2010 or 2011? 2011.
I don't remember either.
It's been so long.
Oh, the memory
right
fades.
Behind him,
a lot of days of pain.
Right,
that's
behind
all I
Eric,
know.
Right behind Eric Barlow is the CAF poster about the Challenge Athletes Foundation. Right, I am going to throw down a challenge every time Eric's on the air with us, every week for the next 4 or 5 weeks, for him to join me again this year.
That's
with
a low
Bill
blow.
Walton on the 25th anniversary.
Oh,
of CAF
silver anniversary, like your hair color, both of you.
Oh wow,
hey. Huh? Hey, for us quick twist muscle guys like I am, it's not an easy thing
here's
to train for endurance.
Here's a problem
race.
With a guy like
what,
do
you got to be light and bony for that ride?
Light and bony, which
light
was
and
also...
Bony.
That was our morning
look
show.
Look at Sully and I. We don't fit that.
Yeah, we're neither light
aren't
nor
you windbreakers?
Bony.
What do they call you guys up front?
Yeah, UPS trucks.
We're brown.
I will predict this. I'll predict that Eric will not go with me. But it's easier to write a check from Andina Family Offices to CAF than to ride down the coast.
See how
there
goes.
It is. See what he did there. Well done.
I did the same thing to
the
Steve
check's
Forbes.
Much easier.
I did the same thing to Steve Forbes. I did the same thing to every big guy.
Hey, listen. I notice you don't do it to me either because I will not ride and I don't have any money. So we're good.
Yeah, whatever. That's good. He says. All right. So let's talk a little bit for a second because one thing you and I talked about at the very beginning when you first got in the air with us was about financial planning for individuals. Because you don't just do high net worth folks, and you don't just handle high net worth families. You also give advice to folks here every week. I had a lot of email coming in the middle of last year as things were going pretty good in the economy. Should I pay my house off early? That's a question I just don't know how to
answer.
Great
question.
What's your philosophy on that?
Well, there's a few different schools of thought, right? There's something about having your house paid off that just feels liberating. And so there's that school of thought is how do I mentally move that burden off of me and I feel so much better.
Yeah, because you're lighter. Done. I mean,
because
no matter what happens, you got a roof over
I
your
get
head.
That same high off paying off my car. So we're good.
Because again, a roof over your head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sunroof.
Place to sleep.
Yeah, right. Right. So,
But let me kind of talk through because, you know, with this new tax law, they've reduced the amount that can be deducted on a mortgage. So only up to $750,000 now.
So that would be an incentive. That would be sort of an incentive to
pay it down to at least $750,000 for sure. But you got to remember when you're getting money so cheap, the other side of this argument is when you're getting money at 3%. Mm. Once you pay your house off, the money's just stuck in there, right? Your home's going to appreciate at whatever level it's going to appreciate.
Yeah, there's no
boost to it because you paid down your mortgage. So that's kind of dead money. Now, I can't argue with people who say, I want to be out of debt. It's a great concept, and I encourage whoever feels that way, do it.
But if you're, let's just say you had a liquidity event at age 40 or a liquidity event at age 50, and you've got you're not quite ready to retire yet, you're still earning money. It doesn't really make sense to me not to get literally what is free money from the government in the form of a write-off, right?
Well, let's talk about that. The new tax law again affects this because now they've increased the standard deduction to
$12,000. Yeah,
double that for married couples
to
$24,000.
Your first $24,000 is free.
Almost worth getting married.
For high net worth people that are actually itemizing their deductions, you probably want to carry a mortgage of $750,000 and keep that money more active and invested because what you're trying to do is arbitrage above the amount of your interest less your deduction. And whatever rate of return you can get. Now, the key is the investing. Yeah. And how do you invest it to keep it conservative enough that you don't lose it? Because the feeling I would have is, as long as I have a bucket of money that I can move over and pay it off any day I want to.
Right.
It's liquid, it's easy.
Why not trim the sales?
Why pay it off now? Why not get that arbitrage?
By the way, when you talk about arbitrage, that's trimming the sales of, that's fine-tuning every little thing so it's working in the same direction for you.
It's a great word.
And we'll spend some time talking about arbitrage trading for a while. So, what he means by the $750,000 is, since you can only deduct a mortgage interest up to $750,000, if you have a loan of $780,000, that $30,000 is just interest you can't deduct. Yeah, so if you can pay it down,
it used to be a million, by the way. They just reduced it down to $750,000. People who think that this tax bill is great for the high net worth, especially in California, or high state tax, it is not.
If you are making
this is meant for middle class.
Yeah, your anesthesiologist that's making $250K that's single has just got his butt kicked with this tax.
Yeah. Well, how about this? How about this one? Professionals, and this is just a side note, professionals, CPAs, attorneys, money managers, they don't get the 30% write-off in their business that the other small businesses get. That's been taken away. And they just took away all entertainment deductions, which are legitimate deductions for those businesses.
All of Russ's deductions are entertainment deductions.
So,
no more dinners for you.
Yeah,
professionals, high-end earning professionals really got it socked to them.
Right. Wow. Hey, listen, before you're out of here, you're one of the guys that let us understand about cryptocurrencies and blockchain. And what's interesting is you're a family office, and a conservative family office at that, whereby you wouldn't expect you guys to be dipping your toe into that area. But your philosophy is it's worth taking a look at, right? Now, the big question right now is, obviously, the crypto markets have tanked the last couple of weeks, but not to the point where they've lost initial investment. But a lot of people are asking, well, there it goes. That was the bubble. It's over. In your opinion, is it still worthwhile looking at?
Well, it depends. Once again, I think last time I was on, I talked about the picks and shovels concept of getting in, and that's what we did. We're very much on the wire transfer side through
Ripple. And what they're talking about is the technology side, not necessarily the currency side.
The software, if you will.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
So the blockchain technology that expedite wire transfer. So there's a real need for that because SWIFT is still using technology from 1973.
Yeah,
it's outdated. Wow. It takes forever.
SWIFT is a wire system, by the way, which is transferred international wires as well as domestic.
Yeah, but it takes 10 days if you wire to an emerging market or emerging country.
Yeah,
it's totally ineffective. Fly it over in 4 days.
And there's a 12% failure rate, if you can imagine.
Wait a second. Wait, what?
12% failure rate on those wires.
So it kicks back.
It kicks
back because if there's a number wrong or a name wrong or something like
whatever
that.
Whatever it might be.
Wow.
12%.
Or goes to the wrong.
Yeah.
So version.
Even established countries such as in Europe and other places, it's 5 days. Then emerging, it moves to 10 days, and then the failure rate, adding all those up, is 12%.
What's all the zippy-zippy Bitcoin hit?
That's a whole other discussion on how that works.
Well, the other thing, too, though, is it's amazing to me that it took this long to create a better transfer system. When you look at things like the Cash App or Square Cash or even Venmo, when you can actually go bank to bank immediately, that sort of technology is there. What the issue is when you're translating it to emerging market companies, right? Or countries, right? That's the big issue here. Ripple is not just a cryptocurrency, it's its own technology. It's worthwhile taking a look
at. Well, that's why we invested, right? We invested because of the technology, not the cryptocurrency.
Yeah, exactly.
That's just been a bonus to us.
The underlying asset that you guys are looking at.
If I send a dollar and it has to turn into pesos, it depends on what time it turned into pesos and all that effect.
It's done differently
than
you think.
If it even gets there.
Yeah, there ends up being a market maker that buys it upon movement and then immediately buys it back on the other side. So there's no chance of currency fluctuation.
Yeah.
It's instantaneous. It's 4 seconds.
Wow.
Bam. Bam.
Bam. Done. Yeah. And that market maker is taking a little scooch in between.
Of course, those are the
miners, right?
In the Ripple time, it's the miners. But the idea behind this whole is to take the middle guys out of this, make it more efficient, and actually, if it's adopted by everybody, you guys are in good shape.
We're in great shape. So your question, though, is it something you look at? Look, you just have to be very careful because, and I've said this, if you go back and run the tapes when we first talked about it, a lot of people consider it a Ponzi scheme in a lot of ways.
Well,
people got in early. What are they doing? They're now getting liquidity by the rush to get the gold.
That's exactly right.
And that's what's happening.
Well, I mean, when we were talking about Bitcoin originally back, I think it was in December maybe like that. You know, we were talking about a Bitcoin that was at $15,000 or so for Bitcoin. Now it's at 11, right? I mean, it's lost almost a third of its value.
At the beginning of the year, it was 9 or last year.
Well, one year, it's up 1,100% over the last year.
That's good.
Okay, in the last month,
that just sounds
in the
good.
Last month, it's down 20%. In the last week, it's down 10%. In the last day or last hour, it's up 6%. So, I mean, so if you're going to look at this as a technical trade, it's a minute by minute technical trade, not a day by day.
Yeah, and you got to remember that when we're looking at something like this, eventually fundamentals have to build. There has to be fundamental values built within it, just like a good stock.
Yeah, it's got to be the full faith of a government has to be behind it, not the full faith of us. What are you doing over there?
I'm live on Facebook. Go ahead without me.
All right. All right, Eric, thanks, buddy. I appreciate it. And DinaFamilyOffices.com. Tyler Stalnack, our live music is back. Rock it! All right, Big Biz Show. Look at Small Biz America's next. Also, you can follow us on Twitter at Sully on the Air and at Rusty Nails. Also, RussIsFunny.com because...
RussIsFatAndBald.com was taken.
All right.
It's always funny.
Yeah. Oh my, live from the Jump Television Studios in sunny San Diego, California. Big Biz Show is on the air. 100 million TV homes between U2 America and Biz Television Network. Also, 150 radio stations between iHeartMedia and Biz Talk Radio Network. And, of course, 175 countries, American Forces Radio Network. We're brought to you by Rock Mobile. Don't be a rockhead like Rusty.
Hello. And your voice is gravelly.
What? Also brought to you by Prudential. Let Prudential be yours.
Ooh, rock.
For retirement. So brought to you by Bayer Advance. When your head feels like this, take Bayer Advance. Better something. Better believe it.
Better believe it.
Yeah, I don't. Better what? I forget the word.
Better aspirin. Better.
I have no idea.
Better
sponsor. I should ask. Starbucks coffee with a bigger, dare I say, bolder flavor.
What? Did you say bolder?
I said bolder. Also, our fine family of restaurants owned by Bloomin' Brands, Outback Steakhouse, Roy's Restaurant, Carrabba's Italian Grill, where they all serve. All right, Origin Clear, ESET Internet Security, ESET Do More, Liberty Health Share, and Sprout Tiny Homes. Thank you, friends.
Tiny, just little home. What's going on, little home?
Small Biz America,
SBA.
Wow, that's good.
Huh? You like that?
Want to talk about what this is?
Not SBD. This is a different program. SBA. Are you a small business? You don't have to be little, and your business has to be kind of, you know, not serving too. But what we're saying is SBA, Small Biz America, is your chance, your opportunity to get your small biz right here, seen on over a zillion, is it a zillion now? A zillion televisions across the world. So, well, take it away, Bobby.
Oh, wait a minute.
What Bob is saying is, I walked away from the microphone. Oh, I'm a big idiot. We'll get that in post as well.
Yeah, so here's what we're going to do. So if you have, so Facebook friends, as well as our social media followers, as well as our national television audience on U2 America, on Biz TV, I know Spike runs some of our stuff, and so does Fox Business as well. And if you're on a run of our radio audience members on iHeartMedia or Biz Talk Radio Network or American Forces Radio Network, if you have a small business and you have a camera phone, an iPad, or any Skype account, we want to feature your business on national television.
Yeah.
Absolutely, for the low, 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 low price of
free.
Free.
Absolutely. It's the F word, and we just dropped it right
That's
here.
Exactly right. So here's what you do. All you need to do is you need to send an email to producer@jumptvstudios.com. That's producer@jumptvstudios.com. Or Russ's, what is it?
Russ's funny.
Or just the producer one would work as well.
That would
so
be
that's
better.
What we call the commercial for small. Yep, Small Biz America. And that's Small Biz America. Today we've got our friends from Essentially Homemade.
Essentially.
And of course, I think it's pronounced Zovig. How do you pronounce it, Ty?
Zovig Katumium.
Thank you, Tyler. One more time, Ty.
What is Zovig Katumium?
Thank you, Zovig. Okay, thank you.
Perfect. There you go.
That's why Tyler's here.
Yeah.
Zovig Katumium is here. He is the owner. Is it a he or a she?
It's a she.
Oh, she is the owner.
She.
Oh, she's not here yet.
She's almost here.
Well, then, Ty, sing us a little song about Zovig Katumium.
Well, here we go.
Zovig Katumium. It's a he or she, I don't know, because she's not here yet, or he, I don't know.
Fantastic.
That's it.
You know what? I miss Ty here every single day.
You know, I mean,
this is why the show became what it is, because, Ty, you need to move back down here. I think it's time.
We'll see about that. Got a lot going on right now. Going to fly out tomorrow, so.
Okay. Are you really flying out tomorrow? Because yesterday you said you were flying out today.
Well, I got canceled. So
I
see. Back, you know.
Oh, because it's a private deal. You know,
private jet.
The pilot. Pilot had a pretty swinging gig last night.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Very good. And what have you been doing while we're waiting for Small Biz America? What have you been doing?
I can't tell you on the air.
Okay.
I'll tell you in the green room. Long story.
He's been in the green room.
Yeah.
Essentially homemade. She's a trained opera singer. She's an entrepreneur.
What?
And she wanted to feel better and clearer. So they wanted to provide a living for her family. And so she has created organic foods and so we're gonna
opera singer,
organic cleaning products. Everything else.
I'm seeing a duet, perhaps.
Oh, between
Tyrone Bone and
between Zobi Katumian and can we have her yet?
Tyrone.
Oh well, you know what? So we may have to push her to tomorrow. It's about tomorrow.
Well, all right.
Let's look at the website.
Zobi Katumian.
So in the meantime,
sure.
Talking about the cryptocurrency thing, you want to, can Bitcoin Boy come out real quick?
Bitcoin Boy, another chance to write a song. It's called Bitcoin Boy. This is about a Cape young lad who knows everything about Bitcoin.
He's a Cape young lad who knows everything about Bitcoin. Yes, he does Bitcoin.
Boy.
All right, Bitcoin Boy.
There he is, Bitcoin Boy. So have you taken a look at Coinbase today and see what's
a little bit. I don't get it. I still don't get it, but I am invested. So that's the nice part about
it. What's interesting right now is if you take a look at a 1 month view of Bitcoin itself, it's dropped 18-19%. Bitcoin Cash has dropped 40%. Ethereum in the last month is up 50%. And Litecoin is down 32%. Now, I started doing what's called a technical trade on this, where I told Russ, and I said, Russ, get out of this.
I did.
And get into this over here.
I didn't.
And you didn't. And
I only took part of your
had
knowledge.
You done that, so in other words, had you taken your profits off of the original Litecoin that we got.
That I did.
And then moved it over to Ethereum at the time, you'd have 50% more money now. Because
it didn't work for me that way.
But what's interesting is you can't trade this technically like a stock. You have to trade it like a commodity to where if you look at a stock chart that I look at, I'm looking at a 10-day moving average and a 50-day moving average.
Yeah.
I'm looking at a 10-second moving average and a 10-minute moving average.
That's wrong.
Well, no, it's not because it moves so quickly.
That's right.
Because look at the last hour. The last hour, Ethereum's up 3%, Litecoin's up 4%, Bitcoin Cash is up 4%, and Bitcoin's up 5% in the last hour. Now, what if you knew that, got in and out?
Well, how the hell do I get in? Me this, Batman. If it takes 3 days for my shizzle to mizzle.
It doesn't take 3 days for your shizzle to mizzle. You can sell it and buy it immediately once your money's in there. It's just
within the thing?
Yeah.
You've got to be a jockey on this
website. You have to be in and out, and you can't just let your money sit there overnight unless you have what's looking like a long-term trend, something that I'm learning on the way here. I mean, I have no other way to say this
to you. I knew I should have answered your call because
I told you on the air.
I know.
Actually, you were right here. I said, get out of Litecoin, get into Ethereum.
Okay, that part I did, but then you said get out of Ethereum at one point. I didn't do that. Because I thought, I just want to keep it.
Well, you know,
I don't want to get rid of it.
So now,
where do I put it?
So now,
I just take it into my. Wait a minute. Wait, answer. If I don't want to put it in this another
put it
coin,
in your, put it in your.
It
put
just
it in your,
sits there, cash.
It's in your dollar wallet.
I'm not earning any interest on it, though. Or
it's just sitting
like
in your U.S. dollar wallet,
ready to spend.
Ready to spend.
Well, but now you tell me.
I told you on the air before.
Okay.
The problem is here.
Yeah.
Is that now? So this is the lesson we always give on technical analysis. When you buy something up here, and it goes to here. Which is what you're doing.
Yeah.
What do you think you're going to do when it goes back to here?
Sell it.
Yes, you're going to sell it because you will have felt as
shrinking
though what?
Again, Bob. There you'll, goes shrinking, Russ.
You'll feel as though at that point that you have dodged a bullet.
All right. Well, this has been Bitcoin Boy who knows nothing because I'm a boy. That's why. If I was Bitcoin Man, I'd know as much as that. But it's Bitcoin Boy. Ha!
All right.
Catch you
tuned. Show. Hey, John Dukas is going to join us here in just a second. John Dukas, of course, is a small cap expert, but he is also an expert in the cryptocurrency and the blockchain as it relates to other industries.
I like small caps, especially on little dogs, because some of them look like a sombrero, and it's like, oh, look, he's like a little Mexican dog.
Wrong. Small cap.
Oh.
It's not small hat.
Small cap.
Mini hat. Small cap. All right. Also, I got a lot of email last night about our friends at Global Gardens Group. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that company again because Rob was in the studio yesterday. Big Biz Show, BigBizShow.com. We'll see you in a minute. Jump Television Studios, The Big Biz Show, our affiliates, and our hosts are not registered investment advisors or broker-dealers. Our show hosts make no commitment that the purchase of securities of companies profiled or otherwise mentioned in our programming are suitable or advisable for any person, or that an investment in such securities will be profitable in general. Given the nature of the companies profiled and the lack of an active trading market for their securities, investing in such securities is highly speculative and carries a high degree of risk. We profile selected publicly traded and privately held companies on our program. Most of these companies that we profile have provided compensation to Jump Television Studios and its hosts for the profile coverage. From time to time, we sell shares of the companies profiled in the open market that we receive as compensation for coverage of client companies, but never sell stock if we are speaking about, interviewing, or covering a public company who has paid compensation. Specific questions on compensation can be obtained by contacting jumptvstudios@gmail.com. Listeners should verify all claims and do their own due diligence before investing in any securities mentioned on this program. Investing in securities is speculative and carries a high degree of risk. We encourage our listeners to invest carefully and read the investor information available at the websites on the Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, at sec.gov, and or the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, FINRA, at finra.org.
Asking the hard-hitting questions you want answers to, but mostly just drifting off and staring blankly at the wall. It's the Big Biz Show with Russ and Sully.
Oh my God, live from the Jump Television Studios in San Diego, California. New to America. Biz TV. That's 100 million homes there. Not to mention Roku TV, Apple TV, Amazon Fire. You get us over the top. And of course, on radio, we are on Biz Talk Radio Network, iHeartMedia, an American Forces Radio Network in 175 countries and all the ships. Take a look at the new website.
Hey, it's easier to just give in and watch us. It's harder to avoid us with all those.
Yeah, guys. We are ineffective in all of those stations and markets. One of my college graduate daughters did our website for us. Right? This looks good.
Oh, the kids.
Hey, Jared, can you go down to the Happy Snaps thing? Because I would like to visit Russ T's Triangle Adventure page. There it is, right there.
Got to do some new shooting.
We now have 130 Triangle of Adventure photos of Russ sitting out.
Maui. That's Mama's Fish Market in Maui.
Hey, there's a girl there. Russ basically crosses his legs, takes a picture. Wow, Russ. That's a girl you don't even know.
It doesn't matter. That's how you meet him.
Because it's not creepy.
Say, welcome to the Triangle.
Hey, come on into the Triangle.
They don't know.
That's every major resort in the look at that.
Pretty much.
Now, did you trim your back and your legs on a couple of those pictures? Did you look a little, like, no. There's a hairier one.
That's Morning Wood in Maui.
Let's not stay
Cabo,
on
the Elmar. It was a photo shoot. A girl was doing the bake. That was Italy, actually. There's the same statue we have in San Diego.
That's a medical condition.
That's
rusty nails.
I had that goiter removed.
Yeah. Nice to have you along today. So bigbizshow.com, where you can find Biz Bites. I think we'll put up our next guest online because she has a lot to say. I first discovered this guest. Actually, Jason Hobbs was trolling me. Our associate producer was trolling my Facebook stuff. And if you know anything about me on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, 85% of it is not me posting. It's usually a promotion by one of our guys.
Yeah.
But if it's something crappy or snarky, it's usually me saying something.
Attaboy.
Or poking fun at you.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so he ran into this book, Pure Girl in a Toxic World. Went to the website. In fact, Jared, our executive producer, pull that up there if you would, please. The Pure Girl in the Toxic World website basically tells the story of Juliet Mitchell, who, I forget who said it, food is thy medicine or something. I think it was Hippocrates or something like that.
You know, Lady Gaga wore a pork chop dress, and I see you're in a kale a kale gown. You two should get together and give me a well-balanced meal.
So your story is incredible. First of all, welcome to the program. Great to have you along.
Thank you so much.
And your new
me.
Book is coming out. Cancer. What does it say? We've got what? What
we've
is it?
We got this.
We got this.
Cancer, yeah. We've got this.
That's pretty significant. Why? Because you're here with us. Because
you had it. Or what?
I had it. Oh, I had ovarian cancer.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
How long ago was this?
5 years ago.
So your life is going along great. And everything's wonderful. And suddenly you get this diagnosis. Were you eating like cheeseburgers all day long, and were you sucking down tequila like Russ, or
big healthy pilate kind of a juicy girl, or what? Not
no,
juicy, but I mean.
But I was a 24-hour workout queen.
Yeah.
Oh, no kidding. In the gym all the time.
Non-fat eating.
Uh-huh.
Calorie counting girl.
And that was, and obviously, that how'd that do for you, right? But, it didn't.
And yep. Yeah.
And then you, and so you get
no nutritional value, but counting calories.
Right.
See, isn't I keep.
So what kind
you
of food was that back then?
It was all like
salads.
No salad. No, the Diet Cokes, slim, you know, slim fast,
right.
Or these cookies that have no sugar,
right,
which are laced with tons of chemicals and
those thin, stupid Oreos.
Yeah,
that really
yeah, exactly. Yeah. You got
so
it.
So this is exactly what this lady was talking about before.
Right.
Zoe was talking about the same thing. You bring stuff home in your house, and yes, you realize suddenly just because it says all natural.
Yes.
I mean, hell, Russ is gluten free, and you wouldn't want to do anything near consuming anything he's touched or eaten in the last 24
hours.
Yet
look how healthy I am.
Well, you are pretty healthy. I think part of that is because you discovered yoga. And you just,
yoga, cannabis, and tequila. That's all you need.
That's the name of our morning show in 1975. So, Juliet, so you did you know right away? See, I've thought about your story here for last week. I'm thinking, if I get that kind of news, the first thing I'm going to do is start, okay, give me all the drugs it takes. Get this crap out of me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you default to that right away?
Well, I believe that there's a place for both.
Okay, but did you at the time, though? Because you're scared to death when this happens.
Yes, but I also knew that my lifestyle wasn't healthy. I knew that I wasn't eating healthy.
Could, because you sat sense there thinking to yourself, I've just taken in 800 calories today.
Yes.
No nutritional value.
Yeah, I look great. I look like a fitness queen, but yet there was no nutritional value going on.
Well, nothing's changed. You still look great.
Yeah. Wow, Russ.
Just well, I'm
like
a lot healthier.
Just like that. Well, it just goes off the rail. And just like immediately got it.
Well, you have to figure you're already tuned in to taking care of yourself, to diets and all that, already exercising. Then this hits you and you're like, oh, man, maybe all this healthiness is not healthy.
Now, did the doctor say to you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
What you think is health or what maybe Americans think is healthy,
right, yeah,
is not really healthy.
But my question to you is this. So you're sitting in the doctor's office. They give you this horrible diagnosis. Mm-hmm. And the first thing you do is you go to WebMD and realize you're going to die tomorrow because mm-hmm. everything on WebMD says you're going to.
Correct.
I mean, if you've got I had a scratchy throat yesterday.
Yeah.
It says I've got ovarian cancer or pancreatic cancer. Yeah. I'm out tomorrow.
Let me check.
No, the point is, but the bottom line is, so you're there at the doctor scared to death. I mean, you have to go through that at first.
Sure.
Are you thinking, you can't be thinking clearly at that point about what you're eating. You're thinking about how do we fix this? What I want to know is how you got to the conclusion of it's my diet.
So if I could just back this up just a little tiny bit.
Yeah.
Okay, so basically I was going through a divorce at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I was on my way to the courthouse to finish my divorce.
What a great day you had that
day. I know. Woo! So I'm driving out of the courthouse and my doctor calls me when I'm driving on the freeway, you have cancer. So that's a pretty bad day.
That's like getting broken up by text, I think.
Oh,
I mean, it's the equivalent.
Man.
Your doctor says, hi, Juliet, got a minute?
Hope the divorce went well.
You've got cancer.
Correct.
That's it. Do you remember the date that was?
Yes.
Well, you don't want to say it?
See.
We don't want to celebrate. I'm just saying. Okay, so then what happened?
So then I had to have numerous of surgeries and hysterectomy chemotherapy. And
what a great year you had.
Lost my hair and, so all of that.
That's what I would envision when someone says they have cancer. That's why I say you look great because you're not a poster child for I've got ovarian
That's
cancer.
Because of the way I eat.
Yeah.
Is it really now? Okay, so wait. Okay, so let's fast forward a little bit, and we're going to take a break in a minute. But before we get there, so you, along the way, going through chemotherapy, I'm assuming, and going through radiation therapy, and you're losing your hair like cancer patients do, and they're eradicating this, but still you feel like garbage. You realize there's something I could do to take over here. Because I read your story. And at some point, you took control.
Well, I felt to myself, like, what could I, if I did, contribute to this cancer?
Yeah.
What is my part in this?
Yeah.
And that's when the journey began for me, because I wanted to realize, or I wanted to really figure out, what did I contribute?
Mm-hmm.
And that's when my thirst for knowledge came into
play. And you were already a fitness fanatic, so you already probably had enough knowledge to realize, I understand the calories in, calories out thing. I know that I got to be maybe drinking water and this, but you just flicked that switch up to a higher level. And what's the first thing you did? And I think that's where the takeaways are for our audience here.
Right. Well, one of the things that I did, I went completely organic. And
pause there. Okay. What does that mean exactly?
Sometimes I doubt organic.
Because I don't believe the organic
know
thing.
It just says organic.
So I'm not talking about like a label, like the last lady that was on. She was very nice.
Right.
She's very knowledgeable. But pure, natural, non-toxic in the world's terms, legally, does not mean anything on a legal matter.
No kidding. So just because they say it on a label doesn't mean it's actually happening.
In beauty products or personal hair care products means nothing.
Okay. So
organic means something a little bit.
But it's just enough to get under the legal limits, right?
There's this website called EWG.
Go there, Russ.
I'm going there.
EWG, okay. Skin Deep. Wait. And I do not buy one product unless I first check out that website.
Okay,
first.
So stay right there. This is what we're going to do. When we come back, we're going to go check out and see this thing. The kid's story is going to continue.
Okay.
Because she's got a great website. There's ways that she can help you. Not saying she can cure you cancer, but your life would be better now.
Hey, did you know there was a movie called Skin Deep? Holy moly.
Well, you can be in cancer prevention.
Oh, I got it.
Right, yeah.
And that's the thing.
There we go. Cancer, we've got this, is the name of the book. Her name is Juliette Mitchell. The name of the website, Pure Girl.
Got it.
In a ToxicWorld.com. There's the book.
Cosmetics.
We'll come back. We'll talk more about that. Also, do we have to hit any numbers or something? I think we got something else. We'll figure it out. So, I can look at some charts.
Oh, wow. Wait a second.
Big Biz Show, BigBizShow.com. Follow us on Twitter at Sully on the Air. Or go to Russ's website, RussIsFunny.com.
RussIsFatAndBald.com was taken. I had to go with it.
They voted Ben Bernanke sexiest Fed chairman ever. It's Sully and Russ.
Cool.
Big Biz Show.
Wow. Do you feel like you should just go detox for the rest of the week?
I'm glad I don't wear makeup. There's a buttload of bad things in makeup for sure.
You know, it's funny because of TV and radio, we have not worn makeup on the air for years.
I keep forgetting. I shaved my legs, but...
No, you did.
All right.
Hey, great to have you along. Big Biz Show, BigBizShow.com. Quick look at the numbers real fast. Dow Jones, NASDAQ, and S&P all dropping significantly today.
Yeah.
On the news of buy on the rumor, sell on the news. Basically, we are up. We've been up 5 years in the stock market. People are taking profits. That's what happened. I want to take a look at one chart, Jared. Let's take a look at the chart of the Dow Jones really quickly, and I'll show you exactly what's happened here.
Because we've upped our profits.
Now up yours. Take a look at what's happening here. So the blue line up there is the 10-day moving average. The red line is the 50-day moving average. And the bottom line is if you're looking at a trend line up, you want to be above the 10-day moving average and above the 50-day moving average. That's a kind of moving average. Moving average, convergence, divergence is what you're talking about.
Okay.
There. Okay. Now this is how this works. If you buy a stock at $100, okay, and you hang on hope against hope, and it goes down to 80. What do you think most people are going to do when it goes back up to 100?
Freak out and jump off the corner.
They're going to sell because they felt like they dodged a bullet.
Yeah.
That's exactly what's happening here. So look what happened here. Look at where our support line was. We were at 26,000 back on the 8th of January. If you go back to the last tick, exactly where we closed here.
Okay.
All right. We boosted all the way up to 29 almost.
Yeah, that was exciting.
And now we're back at support right at that same spot. Now you watch what happens. If this thing goes back up to 26, you're going to see, or 29, you're going to see people jump out immediately. And that's how, and which is why my stock picks were up 68% the last 5 years.
Yeah.
I'm not right all the time, but I'm right most of the time because all of these motions, these work on emotions called fear and greed. Down there is a stochastic oscillator. Up on top is a relative strength indicator. I know I'm way in the weeds here, but I can tell you based upon fear and greed, and we lament our losses more than we celebrate our gains, that most people, if they don't dive out here and the market goes right back up again, they're going to dive out right where it was at the high, which means that, you know what, I might get in here and take a look at it and watch you guys jump off the cliff later on. All right,
there's your technical analysis. All right. Now shut up.
Back to the smart lady.
Let's talk to our guest.
Juliette Mitchell, the author of Cancer, We've Got This, and Pure Girl in a Toxic World. She just pointed us to a website called EMG's.
EWG's.
Sorry.
Yeah. What's it called? EWG?
It stands for Environmental Working Group.
So what this... I want to explain this if I can.
Yeah, please.
It's like a Consumer Reports. Consumer Reports has no advertisements in it. Correct. So when you buy a Consumer Reports magazine, there is no agenda. Okay. So when it says Ford's got 5 stars and Audi's got 6 stars or whatever the
they
case may
it.
Be,
yeah.
They mean based upon non-agenda-based research. This is the same thing in your world.
Exactly.
Right?
And to go to your point about fear and greed, this takes all the fear and greed out of big kind of corporate America,
sure.
Meaning in the sense of that there's nobody behind it, no corporate,
right?
You
there's no agenda.
It's like saying, oh, this is natural when it's really not natural.
Okay, so I have a question for you because part of what you say in your book and part of what you say on your website is that cancer is more prevalent now than it was before.
Correct.
And that about 10% mm-hmm. of the cancers, and I'm going to say only 10%, are genetic.
Yep.
I would assume that's a low number to me. Am I reading that right?
Yes.
So because that means that 80%, 90% can be preventable?
Correct.
All right. Talk about why it's so prevalent and talk about that number for a minute.
Okay. The reason why it's so
prevalent
right now and is becoming, like, every time you turn around, don't you hear, like, so-and-so has cancer?
No, totally. No, I mean,
so-and-so has cancer?
Yes.
But, like, 20 years ago, like, if somebody had cancer, it was like, oh, my gosh,
oh,
they have cancer.
They're done.
Right?
Yeah.
But now every time you turn around, it seems like your neighbor.
Sure.
Your, you know, cousin. I mean, it's just, like,
yeah, you
so rampant.
Do you attribute that to lifestyle? You attribute that to what we're eating?
100% lifestyle and what we're eating.
Really?
Yes. And what we're putting on our bodies.
That's what I was just reading about. Paco Rabanne, I'm going to, you know, if I keep squirting the stuff on my body, I'm going to get a little something-something down the road.
Yeah, like a gold chain and maybe a Corvette. If you're wearing Paco Rabanne, I'm 90%
happens,
sure you've got a leisure suit. Yeah,
what
baby.
What happens is they have a lot of paraffins in it. Oh. And that's a carcinogenic, which causes cancer. And it lies in the cell. Mm. So it stays inside the cell and went under the right circumstances. If you've had too much stress, mm-hmm. too much chemicals mm-hmm. injected into your body, not enough sleep, your immune system's down, you've had a cold, the cancer cell is right there waiting to start to mutate.
Ooh. See?
See? Are you scared now?
I am. I'm looking at these. Now, by the way, the website's great because it's easy color code. It's like green. Okay, get it. Yellow, don't. It's what, numbered and all that.
At so. What point, Juliette Mitchell joins us here. She's with PureGoldandTheToxicWorld.com. Her new book, Cancer, We've Got This. My question for you is this.
Nice cover all.
Is it why at what point did our food supply become our enemy here? Because that's really what you're saying here.
Correct.
I mean, I don't know if we can legally say you cured yourself of cancer, but certainly when chemo wasn't working, when radiation wasn't working, the one thing you changed was what you put in and put on you. Right?
So,
what you consumed and what you used as products, or what you changed, and that was the tipping point for you.
Right. So I still believe in modern medicine. I think that there's a place for it.
So there's an intersection between Eastern and Western. Okay.
Correct. Good. Correct. Okay. So where I decided that I needed to make a change was when I was diagnosed with the big C word, I had this thirst for knowledge. I went mm-hmm. to Harvard University online. I took nutrition and well-being classes and food, and I just wanted to learn everything that I could about cancer, which led me to a book called The China Study. And The China Study is this 500-page book. Basically, when you just get diagnosed with cancer, it's so hard to absorb anything because you don't even know if you're going to live, right? And you got these surgeries, you've got chemotherapy, oh, you have radiation.
This is like the
right?
book Everything to
this
Expect
is a,
When You're
this
Expecting.
Is a, you got
right?
it. This is a do's and don'ts guide. Basic.
So your book is basic do's and don'ts, and that's
it's
why it's a must-read.
It's a dummy's guide to getting
but
diagnosed
you don't
with cancer.
I want
to
make it very
with
clear,
all due
though.
Respect,
you don't have to
diagnosed.
Have cancer to read it, though. You want people to read it before.
I want them to read it beforehand to be in prevention, because you know what? We're all running around with masks and hand sanitizers because we're afraid of getting the flu.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So we're all
and
preventing
that's not
the flu.
And that's not cutting it, though.
Right.
Yeah.
But why aren't we in cancer prevention?
Yeah, I agree.
When it's 90% lifestyle.
How do you feel now, Russ?
Terrible.
So I will tell you something, because you just asked me about food. Back in 1960, an apple was more nutritious than today. 40%. Did I say
what?
That right?
40. Oh, because of genetically modified food and so on and so forth.
And what's in the air that drops down into the soil that depletes the soil.
Russ, it's time to move to Rustyville.
That's the purpose of juicing. If you juice, you get more nutrition.
All right, so the next time you're on, you're going to bring the juicer, and we're going to do that. Her name's Juliette Mitchell.
And wear the coveralls.
PureGirlInATOXICWorld.com. Cancer, we've got this. And we'll tell you how to get that next time she's on the air with us. Thank you, Juliette. That was awesome. Thank you. Thanks again to our Small Biz America guest and, of course, James Hershey. Coming up tomorrow, the return of Steve Forbes is going to be on the air with us. Remember Steve Forbes?
Yeah.
He'll be with us. And I don't know if... we're going to have Steve Wise in the scam out. We might. Chris Janik is our director. Jared Coleman, our executive producer. Jason Hobbs, our booker. Curtis Manovich is our floor director and camera. RussIsFunny.com because...
I said RussIsFatAndBald.com.
All right, here we go. See you tomorrow. Don't kill the kid!
Watch out!